fella told him, said, I come out here to kill you. And had the gun with him. And Hugh Atkins is a fella that lives out here. No, I believe he lives in the country now.
He wanted that. How could he take that corn? How could he have taken the corn?
He was wrong. He couldn't.
He couldn't.
He didn't get it either.
He just threatened.
But he was. He asked me about that pretty decent. And I told him, I said, now I've got a family. If I give you everything, how do you expect me to get anything? And that's the way they looked at it. They say, told me after I'd done lost my, I give it up to them.
Well, did they actually take it away,
No, they couldn't have, I don't believe. I don't know if I'm selling anybody out. That is, I believe the upper men wouldn't have allowed them to take it. Why, they give the people a moratorium. But I done turned mine back to them. They were riding me hard.
And you gave it up just to get rid of
it? I just gave it up.
Yeah, just to get rid of it. Must have been hard times. You say that was after the First World War?
Right after the First War, everything went down. Uh-huh. It was getting a good price. And couldn't see the disaster coming. That corn I'm talking about, me and this nigger gathered it by hand and hauled it to Woodland. They were buying grain down there. And we had two wagons, and I put extra sideboards on them. Would try to haul 15 bags in a day, in that 7.5, and we'd make two loads and haul it down there. And there was a whole lot of people we had. Lots of sympathy, and we hauled that down there and got 18 cents a bushel for it.
18.
And me and somebody was talking, he's the fellow about my age. And we raised hogs, sheep, horses, had several mares. And we sold hogs for about 3 cents a pound. It wasn't these big trucks then, but there were some old Ford trucks that would haul about 16 to 18 hogs. And it would take a good load to make $100, bring $100.
Mm-hmm. The prices went down after World War I. Is that right after the war? Is that?
Well, it wasn't long. There was an old fella down that Woodland. He